Hi, good morning. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talkline, and I was gone last week, but I'm back today. My name's Diane McGachran, and
I'm Peter Atcha. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and we're here ready to take your calls or your emails, which you can be anonymous, or you can identify yourself. That's okay. Mm. And it looks like we have another spectacular day.
Yes.
The rain didn't come.
Yeah.
It was gonna, I thought, yesterday,
yeah.
But
no.
It didn't. So it's been really nice.
Very wonderful. And there's a slight breeze outside, you know, which makes it even double better.
Double better. Triple better.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I went on a really great walk yesterday on the tundra. I went pretty far out. I took my bike because there's a hard packed trail I could bike on for part of it. And then I walked out. It was really, really lovely.
Wow.
So nice. Okay. Well, we have our first caller. This time it's Casey. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talkline.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Peter and Diane. Mm-hmm. I'm number one.
Yes.
We know you are.
Casey, yes, you are.
All right. Hey, I wanted to put a word out. It's in about 3 weeks on August 18th over at the fire department. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, it's like our fourth or fifth, we're calling it a sportsman's sale. Of course, it's a fundraiser for our association over there. We'll sell a lot of great hamburgers and brats and stuff like that. But we try to do it before the hunting season. Mm. And the focus is, you know, hunting, camping, safety. And I've been talking to people. Hopefully, I think search and rescue might have a table and what do they call it? The Bethel shooter.
The firing range.
Yeah.
The practice range. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have an appearance here. I've been calling a number of people on that, and also we would have tables if, you know, being a focus on hunting and camping and that sort of thing. If anybody would like a table, has that sort of stuff for sale, they can call the fire department to sign up for a table.
Hmm.
We've had some vendors over the last couple of years that will set up tables there for that sort of thing. So it's open to the public if they want to get a table focused around that idea. So.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. And you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right.
Bye.
Okay. So next we have John Nick. Good morning, John.
Morning, everyone.
I know.
You and John. Peter there?
Yeah, yes, Peter's
good
here.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Doug, my buddy beat me to the car.
I know.
Yeah. I did. My fault. I was waiting for the person to answer the phone.
Okay.
Good morning to everyone.
Julia.
No, anyway, I'm glad to be home.
Uh-huh. And, that's right. You were recovering from something
I visited my relatives down in Wasilla.
Oh, good.
I'd like to bring some up. Don't consider a region, but I'd like to have some concern for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever been to Hatcher Pass, you or Peter?
I have.
You ever been through the whole thing, through Willow and then back again?
Not
I mean,
me.
I'm not
Diane.
Sure. I'm
I
not
mean, we went through the Wasilla Road from Red Rock. My relatives don't live far from there, both only 4 or 5 miles. And we went over there, and the next day, I didn't really notice we went through Willow and then coming back, but next day we decided to go. They wanted to show me the different routes, so I went through there. Guess what I seen was really abundant. Beetle-infested trees that were dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Big pine, I mean, in diameter, some are 6 feet. And one house had 4 or 5 dead beetles, about 6 inches or 8 inches in diameter all around his house. I mean, boy, such beautiful country to be invested by really creepy-looking trees. Look like another planet. I felt sorry for them. I was wondering, why don't they try to do the half of that Hatcher Pass was from Willow on was all dead trees. You couldn't imagine it. You'd have to blink your eyes and look again and see it all over. I mean, that was really sad. Not only kills a tree, but the cycle of life that considers are on that tree, like the squirrels, porcupine, nesting, and all them, you know, good things that animals live by.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, why don't they try to do something about it? Somebody said they can spray. And I was thinking, why don't they try to spray during the late fall season when all the migratory birds and all that move on? I don't even know if there's animals there. But, you know, that'd be the best, safest route, I think. They should cut all them dead trees down and pass them out as firewood and regrow some of that. I've been trying to do some research on it. I guess when the beetle kills a tree, the beetle dies too, or the colony moves on to another live tree. And I'm sure glad we don't have that around here. I don't know what climate change they adapt to, but we don't seem to have it here, which is good, you know.
Yeah, they say that because of climate change, the warmth is bringing them up into areas where they never used to be.
They existed before, and they're regenerating.
Yep.
And you know, it's really sad that they have to see that such beautiful country pested by dead trees.
Yep.
It looked like another planet to me. Boy, that was sad to see, though. And I wish to do some. I'm going to mention that on Facebook. Maybe we should try to get the agricultural department to notice that, you know. Or they're batting the other eye. I don't know. I know they have money problems and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And but they should try to do some anyway. Something. Anyway, I wanna wish everyone a really good day, and I'm glad to be home. I'm glad I shared this with you. And everyone, it's really nice day for berry picking. I've been out since I came back. And the blueberries, a couple more days, they're starting to ripen up now. And nice day to be out there, nice and breezy.
It is, yeah.
Them little pests are around now, too.
No.
Anyway, you guys have a good day there, Peter and Diane.
Yeah, you too, John. Yeah,
thanks for calling, John.
It's a good program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys are very informative.
Well, you are, too.
That's why I love calling you guys.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, we appreciate your call, John.
Remember one time I said, after Jealous, I've never called again. I've been calling so long, I'm part of your department.
The Chalista.
Okay, everyone, please wear your life jacket if you're up there boating. Please don't drink and drive. And if you're going distances, please, like berry picking, you ought to have another boat in case something goes wrong. You know, things happen along the road. You never
know. Float plan, too.
Yeah, and wear your life jackets and have extra rope, and like you were saying, Peter, in case you have to tow somebody or help somebody. Okay, everyone, have a really good day. Good to be on the program again.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you.
Okay, good day for you, Peter and Dan. You have a good one.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah,
bye. Hey. All right. Hey. So, good. So, Harry, good morning, Harry. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Is Peter available?
Hey,
yeah.
Good morning, Harry. I'm right here.
Yeah, you should not concoct to having a student who to having a carnish next.
Yeah, Emma. Wait, taxi jagayako ng hukim.
Taxi to.
Okay. All right.
Up katam can translate to naram. In hook governor, nasun riling hamil. Duko manak klam kino ng katal tanu coal mine toxic waste tank chicks. Against tanri chin hook against tanri la against tanri tau. Nasun richak sukutak na duko manak klam ka ikong ksa.
Okay. All right, Koyana, Harry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yes. Harry, just saying that, you know, why is the governor for Donlan, even though he's got a lot of people are against it, you know, and then he's just voicing out his opinion that he is you know why he's the governor for it, even though it sounds dangerous.
Uh-huh. And the governor is against pebble mine, mm-hmm. but for Donlin. Oh. So it kind of is an interesting contradiction and
yeah,
worth trying to
yeah.
figure out why that is. But I think it's state land, pebble mine, so mm-hmm. and
yes.
it's private land for Donlin, so there's mm-hmm. probably something with that. So Yvonne Waska is on the line. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, I heard the Anchorage people are going to open up a marijuana store here in Bethel. And
yep.
That's going to be bad. We're in Alaska, voted no on the initiative, you know that, but it went ahead on day one. And I quote that earlier yesterday, addiction, those people that get addicted, it's going to be a big going to become a big problem like alcohol to support mm. their addiction and crime. I have seen it happen. And it also, to me, it also leads to bigger, they go on to better drugs, mm. which they start off on marijuana. Mm. Medicine, say, purposes, my, you know what, but I guess that prevention will have to begin at home and starting with parents. And I know that school board is listening, and I hope that they include that on their curriculum on alcohol and marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, public safety, they already have that advertisement on TV. You drive, how are you going to deal? Well, that tells me a lot like alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be bad for the space.
Yeah.
In closing, our parents didn't instill us to feel high and do all the bad things. They also instill us on family values and the good life and not to be high. Hell with being high nation and life. Well, when bad things become bad things, we could correct that too. And I know all the Bethel people know that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the good people in Bethel and surrounding villages. And good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to welcome to Talk Line this morning, Mark Begich.
Good morning,
Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you very much. How are you mm-hmm. today?
Oh, we're fine.
We're good because it's a good day. Mm-hmm. Good day in Bethel.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A good day. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
So I wanted just to announce I'm coming up on to Bethel July 31st, and we're going to have a meet and greet where people can come and talk to me at the VFW on the 31st at 6:30. And I'm actually, my 16-year-old son's going to be with me that day. It's his birthday, actually. So we're going to be coming up to Bethel and then go up the river to a couple of villages. But I want to let people know that if they have questions or comments or concerns they want to talk about the state and the governor's race, they can come out on Tuesday the 31st at the VFW at 6:30, and I just wanted to call and announce that, if that's okay.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's fine. That's and good. Yeah.
Can we? Can I ask you a question?
Sure, absolutely.
just
yeah,
well, we
no,
just.
I gotta go. No.
oh, Mark. Well, we just had a caller who had concerns about Donlin, the Donlin project, and I know our governor has asked for a suspension of permitting for Pebble, but continues to support Donlin. So I'm wondering what you think of that contradiction and where you stand.
Yeah, well, first off, I think all of us in this governor's race have made a position affirmative on Donlin, but one with differences. For example, I'm very concerned about the diesel and the movement of fuel and a variety of other things. Also, what I think is interesting is the whole discussion now. If you would ask this question about a year ago, it wasn't as hot of a topic, and I'm sure you're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
More and more villages are becoming engaged.
Right.
And what I've said to people is I'm anxious for them to come to the meeting because I want to hear mm-hmm. what's kind of changed over the last year and what's the big concerns, because we need, if you're in the governor's position, you need to address these issues that meet the community needs. On the larger issue of Pebble Mine, interesting, I don't know if you caught the news this morning where the Corps of Engineers basically said about the governor's letter, because he sent a letter to suspend the work, and the Corps of Engineers said, no, they're not going to. They're going to continue on their process. And that was just announced this morning. And here's the challenge. I don't support Pebble Mine, and I think the governor should take a more aggressive step. And the way you would do this is you would just tell the Corps of Engineers, we're not going to allow you to use state land for access right-of-way or any other portion of state land for any proposal or option. Once you do that, the Pebble Mine project is done. It's over. Mm-hmm. Because if the state doesn't grant any authority or use of their lands or right-of-ways or access, then you can never do that mine. And that's what the message should be to the Corps of Engineers, not just, you know, do an economic study, because that's not really required for them.
Right,
and
right.
That's why they rejected the governor's position today. And I've made a very strong position when I was in NACNAC. I talked about this, that Pebble Mine is in the wrong place. It's the wrong mine. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, just tell the Corps we're not going to allow them to use any state land access or right-of-ways for their planning effort. Once you do that, it's over. It's a done deal.
The concerns you have for Pebble, do you have those same concerns for Donlin?
I do to a certain extent, but honestly, you know, it hadn't until really, I want to say, you might correct me on this, but I want to say the last 5-6 months has become a much more concerning issue to the community. So I honestly want to hear more from that end. As I made my determination on Pebble, it was a much longer process and much more aggressive out there over the years.
That's right.
I'd say. Right. But I, for example, when I was mayor of Anchorage, I was concerned with the diesel going up the river. Even though it wasn't an Anchorage issue, it was still a concern to me as an Alaskan.
Mm-hmm.
And I even met with the Donlin folks all the way back then in 2004 to say, you know, you got to do something different. You cannot be hauling diesel. And we now see it, as you know. We have, I forget which boat flipped over and now spilling fuel into one of the rivers up in your region and or down south a little bit. But that's now creating some problems. So those are the kind of concerns I'm going to be anxious to hear from the community about, because that's, at the end of the day, the community has to live with these projects for not just a couple of years, but for generations. And so I'm anxious to hear that. But honestly, you know, last year, never really heard much. A lot of good positives actually were coming from communities, and it seems to be in the last 6 months a turn, and I'm anxious to hear that, where Pebble has been multiple years of battles, and honestly, the Pebble one reminds me of the drilling in Bristol Bay debates that we used to have forever, and finally, people got smart and said, you can't actually drill oil in Bristol Bay because that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, Pebble has come. So I'm anxious on our meeting on the 31st to hear what people have to say and what those specific concerns are going to be about the Donlin project.
Yes, well, we're going to look forward to you being out there.
And,
okay.
You know,
I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, so I was going to confirm that, excuse me, yes, in the last few months, there has been an upsurge, and there have been villages now who have written in opposition and sent those to the governor. So, I'm glad you're open to hearing about that. Do you have a position on Stand for Salmon, the ballot initiative in November to increase the environmental protections for salmon habitats?
Matter of fact, just a side note, too, the thing I'm doing in Bethel on 31st, I'm doing these all around the state, these town hall kind of meet and greets. People can come and voice their opinions and talk to me. I was just down in Homer, and obviously, as you can imagine, that issue on Prop 1 was of importance to the folks in Homer, too. So here's what I've said. As you know, probably about 3 weeks, give or take, the courts will make some determination here. It's in the courts right now. I do believe Title 16, which is what is at stake here, has not been revised since statehood. All the candidates other than me, that the other three have said they don't support it. I have not made that position because I'm anxious to see what the court says, but I'm anxious and know that Title 16 must be revised. We cannot have codes on the books that deal with salmon that are critical for our habit, for our long-term, and also a renewable resource that's important to rural Alaska, that we not revise these laws to protect these incredible areas. And what this also shows us is that, again, about 3 weeks, I'm worried that the court might throw it out, but my view has been that if the courts allow it to move forward, then we should allow it to be on the ballot and let people vote. I think it's a mistake when people, 45,000 people, sign an initiative and then someone doesn't want it on the ballot, as the lieutenant governor denied it, as well as the governor. And I think that was a mistake. I actually lobbied the governor to let this move forward and let the voters vote on this, because it's a clear signal that the elected officials failed at their job to revise these laws that the public wants revised, and now the public has to go to an initiative process to make this happen. And I support that effort to bring that forward and make a decision. Now, I will tell you, there is some parts of that law or that initiative that is a little complex, and how the courts view that, that's going to be the critical piece in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I think, you know, it's clearly Title 16 needs to be revised. Public should have the right, and the lieutenant governor should have denied this to be on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I mean, those were kind of some hot topics, and I think you're going to hear
more. Yeah, they are. Those are good.
You're going to hear more next on July 31st at the VFW 630.
Okay.
We will see you there.
Thank you guys very much.
Sounds you're welcome.
Yes,
thank you for coming out.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So in case anyone didn't know, Mark Begich is running for governor, and he'll be on the ballot in November. Kevin, thank you for waiting. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling for on behalf of you guys, because KYUK is hosting Bingo-Rama tonight at the local VFW.
Bingo-Rama.
Come support your KYUK, $15 a packet, three $500 games. First session at 7, second session between 9, 9:15. Three $500 games, and the last two games, $1,000 to go. All proceeds go to KYUK, so come support your local KYUK.
Wow. I want to go.
Just wanted to say that you guys have a good weekend.
All right.
All right.
Yes,
thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank
have
you
a
very
good
much
day, you guys.
Call.
Thank you.
Hey,
you too.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Also, Bingo-Rama is in support. Oh, so the proceeds go to KYUK.
That's what I heard. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sneeze. excuse me.
Bless you.
Julia, is there a Kevin still waiting to you? Okay, she's going to erase that. You know, I went to bingo one time with a couple friends of mine, and I didn't realize bingo is a very serious thing. And I went there just kind of relaxed and being a goofball, and some ladies gave me some looks, like, simmer down and play the game. I mean, they're very focused. They got their daubers going, and some of those people, they have like, look at how many sheets they have in front of them that they keep track of. Do you ever go play?
No, I haven't.
Not a bingo person, huh, Peter?
I'm not.
No.
I find myself doing other things, you know, and then to sit there over a piece of paper, you know, and daubing and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making some other progress otherwise.
That's true. I get you. All right. We have Patrick from Tuntutuliak. Good morning, Patrick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, Imna. Donald Creek. I'm calling from Tuntutuliak.
Okay, Gasatun Biukut,
Yeah, Imna. I think that it's an important subject and a project that ABCP should look into it, and maybe. In the past, if something really important comes up, AVCP usually set up a 1 or 2 day meeting, and I think one of the things that they should try to do is, we all know that mines, especially open pit mines in Alaska or anywhere in a country, are really a bad thing for the environment, and I think AVCP should try to get a conference, at least a 1 or 2 day conference, regarding especially the negative effects of open pit mining. That's what I wanted to voice my opinion on. Especially people talk about, you know, Kuskokwim or this and, you know, source of our food and everything. So I think that it's very important that ABC please seriously consider this thing, the Donald Creek project. Because we've been too quiet in this, especially in the coastal areas, and it's going to affect us more. Even a little spill will affect everything here. Okay, that's what I wanted to voice my opinion on. And Guyana, Peter, have a good weekend. Huh?
Thank you. Yes, Guyana, for calling, Patrick.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Bye.
I want to invite the next caller. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Diane and Peter.
Oh, good morning,
good morning. Barbara. That Barbara. The Barbara we both know. Okay. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. I just wanted to say hi to you guys up there in Alaska, and I'm glad I could get the radio station here on my phone.
Where are you?
I'm in Orlando visiting my daughter for
Oh, my gosh. Orlando, Florida. Is it really hot? How do you? How are you handling it?
It's pretty humid yesterday and today. We had quite a few thunders yesterday, and of course the strong rainfall. And going out to the park today, finally got caught up on my sleep here, traveling with my granddaughter down here. She's not even two yet, but It was a good, safe trip. I'm just glad I got here safely, and just wanted to say hi to you guys. Good morning, and have a good day, safe weekend.
All right, you two be safe down there.
Okay, don't forget to share a hug. It comes in all shapes and sizes.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. Have
and
a great
the
time.
Critters.
Yes.
Critters a hug.
Yeah.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And enjoy your day out there. Down there.
Okay, you guys too.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So we have a email that I'm going to read. It's from Anonymous. And I think he might, this person might be, he or she might be talking about the recent call with Begich, Mark Begich. Okay. So this email goes like this. None of his answers were clear on Pebble, on Donlin, or on Stand for Salmon. He is babbling. He is a political junket full of non-answers and non-positions and was nowhere to help or advocate for rural Alaska and the state operating off of deficits and cuts for the last 3 years. Someone needs to understand that because of his running for the governorship, he is going to divide the native vote. And as current polling goes, if he doesn't pull out of the race, it is almost predictable that Mike Dunleavy will take the ticket and run with it. Anonymous listener, an avid fan of Talkline, lover of Alaska, and former Bethel resident. Okay, yes. Now, because Dunleavy is a Republican, very conservative Republican running, and the concern is that if you have too many people running for governor on the Democratic side, it splits the vote. So they're suggesting that Begich should pull out to make all the votes go to a Democrat so that Dunleavy loses. But I suppose somebody could say Walker could also drop out. And, you know, there you have it. So thank you, anonymous emailer. Yes, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes, or call 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
And we have a couple of callers. Susan, you're up next. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, and happy Friday.
Oh, yes.
Both back to you.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
I'm looking at this Stand for Salmon, and people think if you're voting for Stand for Salmon, you're voting against mining. But I want to put this twist on it. Mining has made several advances to be safer and more responsible. However, our Alaska habitat salmon laws, they haven't been updated for more than 50 years. So I'm really supporting this Stand for Salmon and voting for protecting the environment. And I think when this thing gets approved, maybe there'll be people more open to mining and all that, because they need to follow these stricter regs. They're more capable of doing that now with the technology advances. So I don't think anybody should be assuming just because you stand for salmon, you're anti-mining. We're standing for salmon because those laws need to be updated. They need to be updated, and I'm And it's very interesting that Shalista is against this, yet the villages are stepping up, supporting this. And I stand with the villages. I stand for salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to put that twist out there that
mm-hmm.
you're not saying you're anti-mining. You're just saying let's update the regs so everybody can be more responsible. They're more capable of doing that now.
Right, right. Uh-huh. That's a good – there's some TV mm-hmm. commercials against the Stand for Salmon initiative, and they kind of put forward that myth that the ballot initiative will shut down industry, people will lose jobs, and it's not, that is not what it's about. So
yeah, and you can count all the salmon related jobs there are out there, the processing and the commercial fishing.
Oh yeah, it's the second leading job and industry employer in Alaska.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense when they say that. It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank
you too.
Yes.
Bye.
All right. Next, we will invite Sarah Bonneau to talk line. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Doing great. Doing
awesome.
Great. I'm
awesome.
I'm calling here from the Cultural Center. I work with Renee.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting really excited for Taste of Bethel, so I wanted to share new updates we have coming down the pipeline. The event is August 18, that's a Saturday, third Saturday in August, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and we're excited to say that we have 18 chefs lined up, so there's going to be a lot of good food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, now that's, what's 18 times 5? Because it's $5 to taste everything per taste.
That would be $90, but
that is some meal you're going to have.
Come with your wallets, I guess. But yeah, so that's great you mentioned that. The idea is that you do try several. So each portion costs $5, and a portion is like an appetizer size, or maybe the size of a dessert plate. So mm-hmm. the idea is that you definitely try more than one. And we're just super excited. We've got a lot of returning chefs, but also some new people. And, we've got everything. We've got Malaysian food, Albanian food. We have soul food from the South and the States.
Uh-huh.
We've got a lot going on, so it's going to be a great event. And new this year, we're actually putting together a cookbook with interviews with each chef that's going to be for sale at the event. So you want to make sure you get there early. To have a chance to check out that cookbook.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. What a great idea from our community. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. So we're really excited. So spread the word. Taste of Bethel, August 18.
Yes, got it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling and letting us know about that.
Bye-bye.
Now, have you been to Taste of Alaska? Taste of Bethel before?
No, I haven't been, actually.
Oh, you've got to try it. Oh, it's so good. It's a homemade food from different cultures.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, and then you could try something maybe from another culture you haven't ever had before. And I think it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people have called about a bunch of different things. The beetle infestation.
And then also another event happening on August 18th, the same day as that last caller. But it's the sportsman's.
Oh, yes, sportsman's
sale or something.
Yeah, and that's the fire station?
Yeah, it sounds like it is, yes.
And you can have a table there?
Yes, and I didn't get what time he was going to open up, probably in the morning until
probably a day
or something.
Yeah, a day sale.
Yeah.
And a number of callers about Donlin, not in support of Donlin. Question about open pit mines and supporting, and questions about open pit mine and whether that's, appropriate to have in this region. Open pit mines are notorious for environmental problems. So worldwide. So, and we're going to have the Donlin proposal is for it to be the largest open pit mine in the world.
Mm.
So. It's just going to be enormous. And then Mark Begich, who's running for governor, will be here July 31st at the VFW at 6:30. It's going to be kind of a town hall, so you'll get a chance to ask a lot of questions, but also let him know what your concerns are, what you hope to see in a governor in the future, a little bit of information on Stand for Salmon. That's that ballot initiative that's going to be on the November ballot. It's ballot number one, and it's to increase the environmental protections for salmon habitats in any streams or rivers where they are, and also, you know, mainly to update some of the laws that are 60 years old and need to be updated. And then, you know, a caller from Florida. Because you can call from anywhere in the United States to talk line. So
our lines are open. Please call if you got something on your mind and like to share. 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Or even email at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talk Line. Mm-hmm. You're our next caller, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate what I said yesterday, and part of it was covered by a caller from Tututulek.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me. I want to kind of honor what our elders have suggested in the past, that at least part of what was discussed during the English talk show should be translated into Yupik. And with your permission, I would like to just go over what I said yesterday during your Gutfachtig.
Yes, go ahead there, Alex.
Okay. Yesterday I talked about contaminants because that's a main concern about the Donlin Creek mine. A lot of people talked about, you know, how it's going to be affecting our not only fishery resources but other wildlife resources as well. What I said yesterday was, what I covered yesterday was that the mining companies or the mining operations are not the only ones that cause contaminants. And I'm going to try to cover, and maybe Peter, you could correct me if I'm wrong in some of these lists that I have. One of the things that I said was that even construction companies, when they do construction, they contribute to contamination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the very good examples is the Dull Lake thing that, you know, that happened. I believe it was last fall sometime. And another example I used yesterday was, in village of Marshall, there used to be mining operation and other operations of constructions of any kind in the village. There was an oil spill in Marshall, and probably over 50-plus years later, the village began to taste contaminants in their water source because the oil spill finally reached the water source in the village, and there used to be no cancer. I never heard of any cancer cases in Marshall, but I'm sorry to say that even some of my relatives has passed on from cancer. Mm. Just not too long ago. And one other thing, there's a list of things that I talked about yesterday. And one of, some of these are insect repellents and bug, whatever they call those.
Spray.
Bug repellent.
Yeah, repellents.
Bug repellents.
Yeah.
They have not so very good contents in them. And there's also food sources that we buy from lower 48s, like in the Great AC store, for example. They also have not so good stuff in it, you know, while those food sources were growing, the farmers used insect, whatever they call that. Well, you know, to prevent insects getting into them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things in, you know, there should be a lot of things in consideration, and I'm trying to cover what I said in Yupik. Other things are oil and gas spills,
mm-hmm.
and containers, aircrafts that flies over villages or and elsewhere. You know, there's, in some cases, you know, they have to do drop on some of their oil when there's a threat for, maybe crash and stuff like that. And other things are cargo barges, you know. And what I did not mention yesterday was that terminology being used by professional presenters, people who speak plain English like myself, they assume that plain English sometimes remain plain definition. But it's not so in some cases. You know, there are some terminology that that means very different from the plain language that we speak. And there are also considerations that people, professionals, should take. And I mentioned this yesterday in Yupik, that what about Red Devil Mine, Flukstack Mine that operated in the past? What causes did these two gold mines contributed in the past? Mm-hmm. There are many, many things that I could say, you know. A mention about AVCP, who should be involved in some of these things that will adversely affect our way of life out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should be considered. You know, I am not very efficient speaker, and I'm uneducated. I don't have any educated point of view, but those people who use educated point of view sometimes overlook some of the things that should be, you know, maybe less cost to the public.
Mm.
I just wanted to mention that, so okay. I'll shut up and listen. Good morning to you.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Alex.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, yeah, good morning.
Yeah. That, mm-hmm. I mean, he listed all of the main kind of concerns that go mm-hmm. with a mining operation on that enormous scale.
That's right.
And that pipeline that's going to run natural gas from Cook Inlet. From here, from there to here. That's mm-hmm. got risks, too, just a pipeline.
Yeah.
So we have another caller. Thank you for waiting, Wassily. You're on the air. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Wassily Guy.
Hi.
Hi, I'm from Napaskek.
Okay.
Yeah, someone earlier asked why the governor is for Don Gold.
Uh-huh.
Back in the mid-1986 and up, the legislature with governors, started with the governor at that time, made it a law or a policy to start up mining development in Alaska, and governors since then are at alliance with legislature and would attack anyone opposing mining development. That's their policy.
Mm-hmm.
And if any natives out there have been felt like being attacked, that is their policy. And natives should never be attacked by the legislature or the governor.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the native tribes have the immunity whatsoever. I thank Governor candidate Begich for calling, and I hope the Democrats are voted in office this year, and I ask the Gates if you can work with the Custer Queen Delta if you win the governor, and work with the tribes on the trust responsibility for its welfare. That's what I'm asking.
Thank you.
And candidate Brigitte, you're welcome to the Napaskak and talk with us too here with the tribes.
Thank you, Wesley. Thank you for that helpful information. That does. That.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning. Good
morning. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Our lines are wide open. Please feel free to call 543-5985 and 2756-800-9958954 or email radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, and you can be anonymous for either of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now you have plans this weekend? You going to go out?
You know, I got fish camp issues or
camp. Fish camp issues. Okay, what's a fish camp issue?
Anything around a fish camp. You know, it's almost out of range. In fact, if I go low enough, I'm out of phone range, you know.
Oh.
So.
you have to boat. You go to fish camp, then you want to make a call, so you got to get in your boat up or down river a little bit and
or climb up on a ladder or something.
Climb up on a ladder to make a phone call. So we have next we have Dave calling in for Talkline. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's kind of hard to get on.
It's been
good
a little
morning.
Busy. Thank you for waiting.
With your announcements, my phone just kept ringing, and I've been trying to get on for about a half an hour.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we're happy to have you, though, Dave, right now.
Thank you. I appreciate. Do either of you know anything about August 14th?
I'd have to know more. I don't know.
It's VJ Day.
VJ Day. What is that?
Victory in Japan.
Yay.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about the Alaska Territorial Guard for a moment, please.
Okay. Yes, please do.
1,438 men from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta served their country defending this area during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
The group of veterans are working on a memorial out by the Veteran Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It's called ATG Memorial Park. They served their country during wartime. From 1942 to 1947, they were a defense force. There is a wall of honor at the park.
Yes.
With 1,438 names on it from 31 locations. I hope people will visit this park to remember the defenders of democracy, the defenders that believed in freedom for all of us. There is still two live members of the ATG.
Hmm.
And if you get a chance, please visit the park to remember the sacrifices that these men from this area made during wartime. They defended the country. The enemy did not invade this part. They invaded other parts of Alaska, mm-hmm. but not this. I think the enemy knew these folks were good shots. Can take the eye out of a seal at 100 yards. And I believe the enemy did not come because this area was defended by the ATG.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I have to say.
Well, that's good.
August 14th
mm-hmm.
is ended World War II.
Mm. Good.
And the sacrifices that these men made, the sacrifices the families made to so we can be free today. Thank you. Please remember August 14th.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pleasant day.
Mm, yes, thanks a lot for calling,
Thank
Dave.
You.
We appreciate all that information and truly a place to visit, you know, is up there.
It is really
and
nice.
They even have picnic tables,
yeah.
you know. And
sometimes
you
there's
could,
wood
you know,
there.
Yeah, and there's...
And don't take the wood for your steam.
Yeah.
It's for picnicking.
Yeah, and they have tables.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just a, you know, just an empty space. You know, there's a lot of places to walk around there. And then there's that wall of honor that he's talking about, you know, man... I've seen my dad's name on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So, and then all those older people I used to know from our area,
mm-hmm.
I seen them and brought back a lot of memory.
That's neat. Wow. Mm. Well, I want to make a, we have a, our producer there, Julia, she's given me some more information on how calls happen and what does it mean when you call and it just rings and rings. So I'm going to read her note to help clarify that. And it says, we understand callers get frustrated when they don't get through, and we hope everyone can understand there are only three lines for the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
When the 543 numbers, both of them, are busy, those numbers will keep ringing. So if you call and it rings and rings and rings, it means that there's already somebody waiting to get online. When the 800 number is busy, that line will automatically hang up. Callers do not receive a busy signal, but the line is busy. The phone system we have does not show numbers. We do not have the ability to pick up calls. When the number you are calling keeps ringing or keeps hanging up, we encourage you to keep trying and understand other people are doing the exact same
mm-hmm.
thing. So you're not alone. So we, I thought we had someone, I thought we had Peter, but Peter came, went, came again, went. So
okay, we got
oh, so now
else.
We have Howard. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line. Okay. Howard.
Yes, hello.
Hello. You're
yeah.
on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Last week I had some water, pipe water. I was kind of thirsty, so
mm-hmm.
I had some water from the pipe housing area. I got pretty sick for about a day and a half. And, you know, these pipes are very old. They're, the insides are where the water flows is metal.
Hmm.
And they're really
yeah.
rusty,
yes.
and they're building up rust along all around the housing area. I'm sure there's other people having the same problems I'm having, having the sickness, you know. But those pipes, they need to be replaced, or
mm-hmm.
somebody needs to stand up for these people in the housing area that have no other way to get water but drink that pipe water, you know?
Hmm.
So just
yeah.
to let everybody know that I don't live in the area, but I went down to visit my family, and they, you know, they were having the same issues too.
Mm-hmm.
So if other people are having this issue, I wish they would call or write a letter to Tons of Drums or anybody, you know. So, yeah, so be careful about drinking that water. I drove by and I've seen where the pipes, I mean, the water's coming out of the hoses where they're trying to clean the pipes. And it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
And they say that I think they do it every time they're going to have an inspection, they do that.
Hmm.
But in between the time those two inspections, they're not doing anything, you know. So just to let people be aware and know what's going on with the water there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, right. Thanks for your call, Howard. You know, I think they do test. You know, I get a notice from the city every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I live in housing, so
water tests.
Some kind of a test, and then, you know, reporting on the quality of the water. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so, I don't either.
Or who's?
Well,
oh, he's still on.
You can go to the,
there.
Sorry.
Okay.
You can go to the pump house, and that water is pretty much clean because it's not going through the pipes. You know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And then what is? Is just a quarter to get so many gallons from there? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yes it is. And I see a lot of people going and getting their water there. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Okay.
You know, if you get sick, go to the hospital. Let them know. You know, and tell them where you're getting your illness from. You know.
Yeah, your water. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank
well,
you and have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. We're going to go on to our next caller, Shadi at Fitness Center. Good morning, Shadi.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Now, we haven't heard from you in a long time. Where have you been? What's up?
Man, I've been here.
There.
Okay.
Everywhere. All right.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Just a few announcements.
Okay.
For one, we're closing early tonight. So our pool will be closing at 4:30 p.m. and the entire facility will close at 5 p.m. And this is for a staff appreciation party, so we're going to grill out, send off our graduating seniors who are attending college. They're going to get a nice little send-off before they leave. So we will close at 4:30 for the pool and 5 p.m. for the entire fitness center. Tomorrow is free Saturday, so we're encouraging all of our community members to come up. The Angstman Law Office has very kindly agreed to cover the cost of admissions. For all children, youth 12 and under are free from 12 to 8 p.m. So if it ends up raining tomorrow, I know there's some rain in the forecast, and you're looking for something to do for the kiddos, this is a great cheap thing to do. Furthermore, we have 2 weeks of kids camp left, so next week and then the first real week of August. If anybody's looking for child care for their children ages 5 to 13 for the last few weeks before school starts up, this is a great alternative. We actually have a limited number of spots, so we cap all of our sessions out at 10. So I would encourage everybody to register as soon as possible. As soon as they know they need something, give us a call or come on over. And lastly, we're going to be doing a lifeguard certification class. This will certify community members to become a professional lifeguard at our facility. This is going to be Tuesday, September 4th. Until Saturday, September 8th. So the kids are out of school that week. It is moose hunting, but the kids are out of school. And if you don't plan on going moose hunting or you're going to be in town and you're looking for a part-time position as a lifeguard, this would be an awesome opportunity.
Wow. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that's it. Closing at 5 p.m. tonight, free Saturday tomorrow, kids camp 2 weeks, and lifeguarding class.
All right.
It's going
good.
On.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, well, that fitness center has a lot of great stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm really glad it's there. Next, we have Tim. Welcome to the talk line, Tim.
Beautiful day out there.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. It actually has been beautiful for the last couple of weeks or so. But, and Diana, I hope and pray that you got your vehicle back.
I did. It was gone for like 5 hours. Full tank of gas. They only went behind Video World. I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
There was nothing of value in the car, so I got it back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we've been out there picking quite a bit, various locations, so up Bethel area and back to Jackson River and some other places. And one thing that we've encountered every time that we've been out there was plastics. And soda pop cans, but the biggest thing that we've seen out there are plastics, whether it be bags, whether it be bottles and whatnot. And I just like to encourage people to pick them up when you're out there. It's really sad to see that, you know, people, you know, God provided locations for berry picking and, you know, very productive places that are being trashed. and just encourage people to bring it back home. And if you see something that you didn't place out there, but somebody else placed it out there, pick it up and bring it home. Mm. We need to keep our land, the waters clean, because they produce for our ancestors, and they continue producing for us, and we also need to keep it productive for future generations as well.
Yeah, thank you for that message. Really important.
Yes, really.
And other than that, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Are you going to go out? You going to go out some more? Because I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You guys have made some really nice river trips, and I'm always amazed at those photos of the places people go, and it's just a carpet of salmon berries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
there's a lot of salmon berries out there, but they're getting pretty wet around here.
Yeah, they're on the end of their time, but boy, people have gotten like tons.
Yeah. But blueberries are doing well out there. The blackberries are what we call blackberries are doing well, and cranberries. So it looks like it's going to be a bountiful berry season.
It looks like
it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
so
Tim.
So people enjoy picking and pick up your trash and trash weather and bring it home, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would add to that if people are, you know, walking their dogs out at Old BIA or the sand pit or Hanger Lake, wherever you walk your dogs or let them kind of run around a little bit, it'd be great if people would pick up after their dogs, because nobody wants to berry pick next to that. And with all the dogs that do get to run free, that's a lot of dog stuff that's accumulates over time. So I get these really, they're cheap, and they're biodegradable plastic bag, but it's not really plastic. It's made of some other kind of material that decomposes, so it's not like a AC bag. And I have rolls of those in my car, and so I pick up, and I try to pick up other people's, too.
Are they like the size of an AC bag? Or
no, what? No, they're much smaller. They're the size of like a Ziploc sandwich bag.
Oh, I see.
And you just pick it up, tie it, and that's it.
Cool.
And then I take it to a dumpster. So,
yeah.
Anyway, dog walkers, pick up after your dogs. All right. And that includes in town, too. I mean, I've seen some house yards that, wow. Anyway, Wilson's on the line. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, happy people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I also like to do another positive affirmation to people, and that's, hey there, hard worker.
I know that is
your thing. Do my very best to try to make people feel good about themselves, because that's human nature. We all need some kind of compliment or comment from fellow peers and people out there to make us feel better. You never know. At that one moment, somebody might be very, very down, and then that's your opportunity to pick them up.
True.
You know.
Good.
And
good work.
You know, if I was part of YK Wellness radio program, I would talk about ways to make people around you feel better. You know, because that's the thought of suicide or suicide prevention or grief and healing, stuff like that. You know, I still am waiting for YK or whoever plans the radio show on Wednesdays to bring up the topic of, you know, grief and healing or suicide prevention. You know, every year in Washington, D.C., if they still do, but back in the early 200s or 2007, they, you know, they do suicide prevention conferences or a 3-day conference, and all the service providers have an opportunity. It's written in grants, so they have an opportunity to bring two service workers in the counseling field to help them better be equipped with knowledge and information about how to help people that are dealing with suicide or suicide survivors or suicide prevention. So I would hope YK would here because, you know, I'm sure they're listening. You know, I've called that guy, Peter, or I don't know what his name is, the guy that works at YK, and try to ask my body. He said, well, we'll look into it. And it's been, you know, a few months. I got to call again. Because that's the only way to, you know, try to take care of matters. Or, you know, complaining is good, but taking the next step to try to solve that issue you bring up is even better, you know. About the police department and the state troopers, hearing about how a vehicle can run through town for an hour and a half or so and not get caught. You know, Bethel is just a little...
Was it that long?
Yeah, an hour and a half or so. Anyway, you know, they done their best, but it seemed like it could have been nipped at the bud a lot earlier. You know, do what you have to do to, you know, protect and serve. And that's their goal. That's their mission statement, protect and serve. I have a phone number. I know there's people out there that I bump into and they complain about how they're being treated with the police or whatever. The phone number is 907-269-6300. You know, they're the office of prosecutors, it's a special office for prosecutors dealing with law enforcement that are not treating people fairly or not doing their job. You know, if you have a complaint and it's not being handled and you call that office number and they do what they can to try to look into it and see if you have a legitimate complaint and hold the whichever department you're calling against, hold them responsible for not doing their job. That's the Office of Special Prosecutions, 269-6300. I love that number. I hope people out there can love it too. In K1K, I love that 5985 because it's giving me an opportunity to try to make people feel good about themselves. You know, this is my hometown, beautiful downtown Bethel. You know, sometimes it looks ugly, but it's my hometown. So, and it's how you word it that puts the picture in part of how you feel in you. You know, I feel good.
Cool.
I feel happy. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone is happy out there today, too.
You sound
Have a
like
good
it.
Day.
Thank you.
Yes, well, thanks, Wilson.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Well
that's
this line,
nice.
Yeah.
And it's good calling in, like, about things that you appreciate.
Yes, yes, of course.
We like
yeah.
to hear those kind of shout-outs.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't heard from Chivac. Our greeting from Chivac.
Yeah.
Chivac, where are you?
Yes, you know,
usually
I wish
give
we
us a greeting.
More from the coastal villages. You know, I think they do receive our
Oh, yeah.
Receive our shows, you know, talk line show. Mm-hmm. And we need to hear more from the coast, you know,
yeah.
see how folks are doing out there.
Kowariak, how are you?
Yeah.
Hooper Bay.
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of villages, you know, that we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yes, and yeah. So, you know,
okay.
getting back to Wilson's comment,
uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of good. I'm happy that we have the Bethel PD and the state troopers, you know, doing the best they can to, you know, to serve, you know, and mm-hmm. then too many people find too much negative, you know. There's also positive, you know, meanwhile on the other side. So, but we're going to go on to our next caller from Nunup. We have Morris. Good morning, Morris.
Yeah, good morning. Mm-hmm. Calling to make an announcement that we're going to have a Salmon Berry Festival here in Nunavik.
Wow.
For today and tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock each day. And we're going to have raffle prizes. It's going to be 6 raffle prizes. The top prize is a 16-foot John boat, the boat only and with no motor. And there are going to be some bingo games today and tomorrow. The last game is $750 on the bingo game, and tomorrow the last game will be $1,000. And there are outdoor and indoor games and dance for young teenagers. And to let the people know out there that we're going to have a Salmon Berry summer July festivals here now.
Cool.
Nice.
Good. That's good. Sounds like fun.
Now, what kind of things happen at your Salmon Festival? What goes on?
There's outdoor games. There's food and all the carnival stuff. That they do.
Nice. That's fun.
And it's been happening for quite some time now that we named it the Salmon Berry Festival.
Because Tuxuk has the Blackberry Festival.
Yeah.
And now you guys have the Salmon Berry Festival.
A blueberry one.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now, question now, is anyone welcome to set up tables during your event?
Yes, they do have booths that they can get if they want a section of the carnival area.
Mm-hmm.
They have to call the city offices who are handling the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone number is 527-5327 if anyone would like a booth.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so thanks for letting me.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for the info and your announcement. Sounds good.
Yeah, it is. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so that's neat that there's a Salmon Berry Festival. So we have about 15 or so, probably about 15 minutes left.
Time
if you want to try
fast.
I mean, we're going to be winding down. We have another caller. His name is Edward. Welcome to the show, Edward. You're on Talkline. You have to turn down your radio. Edward, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you good to hear me?
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to mention Bernie Beaver, please call me Jason Eddie. Bernie. Bernie Beaver. Thanks. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good morning. All right.
Okay. We do have a Thunder Drums, too.
Yeah.
Messages. You know, if you want to send out a message, you know, there's, I forgot the number.
For the Thunder Drums?
Yeah, 123 or something. 0123?
Oh, okay.
Is it? I'm not sure.
It's 543-0234.
Okay, all right. 0234.
543-0234 or 543-3131.
Okay. Our lines are open. Please feel free to call.
And you can email us. We're checking the emails to see if any have come in, and we'll read those over the air. You can be anonymous if you'd like. And we have a caller, Patrick. From Tunt. Oh, Pat, again, from Tunt. Okay, good morning, Pat. Welcome back for round two.
Oh, yeah, good morning again.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to turn your radio down.
Okay now?
Yep.
Yeah, the other thing that I forgot to mention was, you know, in Alaska, especially Alaska Natives you know, they're disappearing left and right, and the criminal authorities, especially in Anchorage area, are not doing, I don't think they're doing their job. And a few weeks ago, one of my relatives was found deceased in South Anchorage, and they didn't even let us see the face when we had a burial, because it was, I guess, pretty bad. And the police in Anchorage are saying that that young lady died of natural causes. Then why didn't we see the body, you know, the face and stuff when it was natural causes? I think somebody needs to look at this thing again, and especially our native women, young women are disappearing left and right, and nobody's doing nothing about it. The men, too, also, and... I was just listening a while ago. Wilson was on the phone, and that number that he gave out, did you guys write that number?
Yes, it's 269-6300.
Okay, 6300, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get hold of him, too, because there was something about what I'm talking about. But I think there's like rampant cases of natives disappearing and nobody's doing any follow-up, especially around the Anchorage area. They just, I don't know, I think they just think that, you know, we're just basically drunks and we don't need to be followed up through. But I think, you know, we're human beings and I think every case should be followed through instead of ruling it out as natural causes. Happened last year, too, with another village. Another woman passed away, and the police in Anchorage are saying that that person died of natural causes. Mm. And same thing happened a few weeks ago with my relative. Mm. And I think, I don't know, I'm going to call that number sometime and talk to them guys and see what... Because it's a big concern, not just in this village, but mostly villages, other villages in area that relatives pass away without, you know, resolving cases, anything. And it's getting really bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for your loss. That's very painful. And you bring up a really important issue of disappearing of Native people, especially women. They have that in the lower 48 and in Canada. So, but I'm sorry this has come upon your family.
Yeah, you know, it just not just happened once, but a few years ago, too, one of my friends disappeared in Anchorage, a woman, and they never really found out what happened to her. They found her somewhere else, and they never really did the follow through on it. So it just, you know, us natives are just being left out, I think, in relation to tribal justice and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay, I just wanted to voice that concern because, you know, I'm not the only one in this area that thinks that our natives are being exploited and something needs to be done.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take care.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, next we have Bernie. Welcome to the show, Bernie. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, I told you guys to stop taking Edward's messages because I had a restraining order on him not to mention me on the KYUK talk show or messaging me that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know about that. And I will bring this to the attention of the station manager, okay?
Thank you very much, because I don't want him putting me on the talk show anymore or messaging me.
That's right. It was wrong that he did that, and I will make sure we follow up. I'm sorry that happened.
I had to call in one time and tell him I got restraining orders and I didn't want him to leave messages on for me.
Okay. Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We will take care of it.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Brianna.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. So we have about 10 minutes left of the show. So if you're trying to get in, our lines are open. So now would be a good time if you want to call in. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can remain anonymous for your calls and your emails. And we have a caller, Grady. Oh, Grady. Grady's checking in. What's up, Grady? You're on the air. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk about the last of our July library cooking classes that we've had.
Oh, wow.
This Saturday, and you got to call. You got to get into the library and call the library and reserve because our guest cook is Renee Athanas, and our topic is berry pies. So at 3 p.m. on Saturday, berry pies with Renee and, of course, Teresa. But you got to reserve because we've had a lot of turnout, and we're concerned that that particular one will be full. So call the library at 543-4516 and let us know that you're going to be attending our Saturday afternoon cooking class. It's the last of a series we did, and we're gonna revisit it in a couple of months.
Okay. That is fantastic. Now, I personally love pie. So I should probably, if I'm available, I'm going to go to that. That is
Even if you just drop by to see the smiles on everyone's face,
I know
they really have been doing a real good job, and I'm embarrassed to say that I couldn't do better. They've been really putting a real good program together.
Yeah,
of course, we have
like
sing along also Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. in the library. We have sing along.
What
with
in the library?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
For the kiddos, that's at 11 a.m. And then I'll be doing a story time when they're in the kitchen with the older tweens and teens. I'll be doing a story time still. So if you want to get a story time in at 3 p.m., there'll be that option as well.
Okay, good, good. Our library is a very active place.
Yes.
It's got stuff going on.
Yeah, really.
Pie.
Wow.
I didn't grow up with a library that did pie classes, that's for sure. So very good. Thank you. Thank you for
that. You guys have an excellent morning.
Thank you. All right.
Yes. I think we've got some exciting places in Bethel, you know, like our fitness center and the library.
The cultural center.
Yes, there's all kinds of things to do around Bethel, you know, when you look, you know, so no need to be bored or looking for something
to
do.
You can be as busy as you want to be.
Yes, that's exactly true.
Like, isn't there like a softball? I think, are they still doing
I hear them.
The adults doing softball? Oh, 4 o'clock on Saturday is softball.
Wow,
at Pinky's Park.
When the wind is blowing just right, you know, I can hear them in housing.
Really?
Yeah, because there sound like a lot of excitement, you know, going
That's
on during
fun.
Ball games.
Yeah, Saturday at 4. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, which is really nice. So there were some events. Our lines are open, and while we're waiting for see if anyone wants to call in or email us, the kind of events is there's Salmonberry Festival in Nunapichuk. Today, starting at 1, and tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 1, and that'll be really fun. July 31st at the VFW at 6:30, candidate for Governor Mark Begich will be here, open forum. You can ask him questions, share your concerns, and let's see what else we have.
And then Casey called in about that sportsman sale that they'll have.
August 18th.
At the fire station.
Yeah. And then August 14th is VJ, Victory in Japan Day. Dave Trantham called in about that for August 14th. And tomorrow at the Cultural Center is pie making. Is it tomorrow? Oh, my gosh. Did I give the wrong day? Is it tomorrow?
Oh, let's see.
Pie.
July cooking class.
Yeah.
But you can call 543-4516
and
for
get
more
the,
info on that.
Yeah, get the info because maybe I got that wrong. So.
And then Shaddy had called about the fitness center that they will be closing tomorrow early at 4:30. And center will close at 5 o'clock for somebody's going away party or something.
What? Oh, I missed that part. Oh,
yeah,
there's a little party going on
at
the swimming pool. Okay. And we have Liz from Bethel. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You're on the air. Is this Liz?
Yes.
Okay, Liz.
Good morning,
you're on
Liz.
The air.
Okay. Can I say in you first, or Peter?
Yeah, I'm Takfukunam.
Lizawo.
Okay.
You will sit Makutagin Yul not Gosadun. You should interpret that. Before it comes too late. It's just one day ahead of time, sometimes the weather is bum. You should mention that what's gonna be happening Yuchtun.
Okay.
July and August 31st about Dangling Creek, so other people could come
ahead of time if they want to talk. Okay. I'm just Kuyana crying. Good morning.
Okay, Kuyana Liz. Yes, yeah. Ni chunilgani in Marcus 31 ami una mark pekisak mani mani we the chik mam trikh me at VFW mi kok ni chunachtlu chi salilu tangsachtlu chi mani governor tangnachtlu ni sleepik mani.
Okay, next we have a return caller.
Yeah,
part two of Yvonne Waska.
Yeah, good morning Yvonne,
welcome to Talkline.
I had to call back.
Yes, yes. Welcome.
Dave Cranston, always reminding us of our dads and uncles and their service to their country. One big standout was the merchant ship. Growing up, 6, 7, 8, 9, he used to let me carry that 30-06 while he carried that 30-30. And sometimes they would show off their merchant ship and hit that blade of grass, ptarmigan's neck, swan neck.
Wow.
Quayana Dave and whoever reminding us of our family and enjoying our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good, Quayana.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. We have a few minutes left, and it's going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Sunny Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I remember as a child, Anchorage being the most fun place to be.
Hmm.
A place for a child that lived out in Bethel or the villages to see many new gadgets and operating things. Some children have not seen an elevator yet, and it's a fascinating event for them during their life.
Yeah.
It wasn't about going there for drugs or alcohol. And it was an amazing experience to be in Anchorage. A floor that moved, that brought you upstairs and downstairs. Lots of things to see. Hardly any dirt. And hopefully we could bring that back to some people. To me, Anchorage was a fun place as a child.
Anchorage is like a carnival.
It is. But you guys have a great weekend and everyone be safe.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that's right. Yes, so our time
that's
is
it.
Up. Yeah.
That's
so
it, Peter. We're done. We're going to be.
It went by fast.
Yeah, there'll be a recording of this show. We'll play tonight from every Friday night from 7 to 8:30. You can also find a link at the KYUK Facebook, KYUK Talkline Facebook page, and also at the KYUK news page.
Yes, and everyone be safe out there. As you're going out, please be sure to wear your life preserver and look out for each other. Have a wonderful day today.
Yes, everyone.
Yes, okay. Good job. Whatever you do.